Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Easter weekend. Did you enjoy Christians' holiest day? Holiest of days. He is risen. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you are listening to. Did you go to church Easter weekend? I'm going to venture to say most of you did. I'm also going to venture to say that an overwhelming majority of people that listen to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, you go to church regularly. You try to go. For most Christians, this is the one of the 2 days that they go to church. They go on Christmas and they go on Easter. Not enough make church their routine, sadly. I don't think this is true of most conservatives. I think we understand the power of being around like-minded people. That's why I tell you, I'm always happy to know that you're here, that you're out there, that you're paying attention to this program. See, it's a fellowship. It's us getting together to say, it's going to be okay, guys. God has a bigger plan for all of us than we even know. Do you take enough time to thank God for what's going on in your life? I know I don't. I should be doing it more regularly. I used to. I get so busy at times, I get trapped up in all this other stuff. And then you can get bogged down in the negative, the evil, the devil. You know, the devil made me do it. He will come into your life and he will go, you know, bog you down with things that you're thinking, oh man, how am I going to do that? And it seems, it's daunting. It's like, oh, how am I going to, you know, make this work? Right now, we feel overwhelmed. I talked about it. I talk about it on the show all the time. We feel overwhelmed. Look at everything that's going on politically. It's not about politics, folks. It seems like politics, but it isn't. There is an attack on you, on Christianity, on Judeo-Christian values. There's an attack on it. It's not politics. That's your life that's under attack. Your ideas are under attack. Your core values are under attack. And you know what? Evil is out there trying to portray good is evil and evil is good. The things that you stand for as a free-thinking person with the God-given innate ability to see evil from bad, right from wrong, and people want you to feel bad about it. Your freedom is under attack. Do you realize that? Your freedom is under attack. Leftists are calling your freedom selfish. By exercising your freedom, they tell you, you don't care about those around you. Because you won't enslave yourself to your conditions. Stay home. Wear a mask. Do what we tell you. Take a shot. They want to embarrass you into submission. That's what's happening right now. Anyway, there are a lot of other people out there that believe themselves to be Christians or have Judeo-Christian values. This is mostly a Christian thing. The Jews, the secular Jews, don't even care about their religion. They make it known. We don't care about that. We don't care that Muslims want to kill Jews. That's not us. We're Hollywood. Yeah. But Christians, we have those among us who want us to believe that they are really Christ followers. They believe in good, you know, the good book. They read their Bible. They practice it, etc. They're fake Christians. See, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a Christian, a.k.a. a Christ follower, who is flawed. I don't fake it. I do not live up to the glory of God the way that I should. People ask me all the time, you know, Kevin, I was talking to some guys the other day. They are bikers for Christ, and they want us to do a deal for them. And the guy asked me, well, Kevin, I got to ask the question. You know, you're a Christian. You know, and I don't like when people ask me that because it's none of your business. But I proudly proclaim to be a Christian. I told them I'm absolutely a Christian, flawed to the highest degree. but proudly a Christian. Proudly someone who recognizes my flaws, works on them every single day. God is my witness. Wanting to be a better person, and I'm pretty good by human standards. But by God's standards, I'm not. I'm not deserving of any of the grace that God shows me. But I profess it, and I want to profess it openly to you guys because I want you to understand there is no shame in the game. I'm happy to be a Christian. Versus what? The other side? See, what we have is a bunch of fake Christians. These leftists, they want to believe that they follow the tenets of Christ, that they are really good people. We save animals. We save. Look at everything we do and what we try to save. We save black people, Kevin. We help black people. Come on, man. And they measure. Well, we help the blacks, and we help the Latinos, and then we help the LGBTQ, and we help the Guatemalan midgets. I mean, what else can I tell you, bro? Fake Christians, they call themselves spiritual because they don't really want to acknowledge that something that's bigger. Bigger than all of us. They don't want to have to contemplate the idea that the earth floats in space. This mega quadrillion tons of mass floats in space. And we live on it and it abides by all these physical properties and rules. And we are but a dot in the universe, and they try to figure out how it all started. It was by accident. A marble exploded or whatever. They can't even understand that. To even contemplate that, it is bigger than your mind can conceive. And they say we're fools to believe in this coming off our holiest of holidays. While people were plotting against us as Christians, I can tell you this, I will bet you money that I don't know a single Christian who was plotting the demise of the non-Christians of any sort. Even as we're under attack by Islam, I didn't plot against Islam. Not on the holiest of holidays and not on any other day. I truly say live and let live. These fake Christians that want you to believe, folks, that you are doing the wrong thing. You've got those kids and those sinners. It's Donald Trump. They ignore their own issues. They will step over themselves in order to point the finger at you. And they are so bad. I'm going to talk about them in the next segment. I'm going to tell you how bad they are. But I want to welcome the Christians back from our holiest of holidays. He is risen. Let Jesus Christ be the, as my buddy Foster says, the CEO of your life, and things will improve for you greatly. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats don't care about Easter. I know, shocker, right? Here's another one. Democrats don't care about religion, especially Christianity, and I'm including Islam. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. Listening to it is the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. We're talking a little bit about Christianity, Judeo-Christianity, a little bit about religion because we came off of the Christians' holiest of holidays. Thank you to all of my Jewish friends who wish me a happy Easter. And I say I much appreciate that. I try to follow Jewish holidays as well. Democrats, a.k.a. leftists, protect and idolize Islam. I know what you're thinking. But it's only because it suits the leftist goal of destroying Judeo-Christian values in the United States. See, you think, oh, Kevin, they're always standing up for those Muslims, the foot baths, and giving them special prayer rugs and all this other stuff. Yeah, because it's another special interest group. They get to pit us against one another. But Democrats don't care about Islam any more than they do Christianity or Judaism or Wicca or anything else. If Islam weren't so violent, they would never get protection from leftists. Let me tell you why. Leftists love the opposite of what they should love. They love the violence of Islam. They pretend to hate it when we do it. Yeah. Oh, well, this guy, he shot up a church and he was a Confederate flag guy or whatever. Let me. I'm going to go off on a little tangent here for a second. So you probably watched Law & Order, one of the different Law & Order Criminal Intent, SVU, regular Law & Order. Well, they got this new one that came out where Stabler, if you know the series, he was partnered with a woman. And they split the team up at SVU, and he took over, investigating for, like, terrorism. And what is the first episode of Law & Order? Stabler's wife gets killed in a car bomb that was meant for him. Who do you think blew up the car? Name the nationality. While you think on that for a second, welcome again to the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. Who blew up the car that Stabler's wife was in, killed his wife instead of him? Think it was a Muslim? Someone of Arabic descent, perhaps? Buddhist? Amish? Well, it was a white guy. And the white guy, now, and I didn't watch it, but one of my friends told me, Kevin, the white guy was one of the protesters at the January 6th event during the inauguration, during the, you know, presidential debate, you know, who was going to be president. A white guy who was at that, and all the thing was, well, you know how those people are. They were driven to become this way, to become violent. That was the beginning of the new terror, Law and Order terror, or whatever they call it. I don't know the name of it, but you guys can look it up. That was the name. That was what happened. No, they wouldn't say it was Antifa. They wouldn't blame it on Muslims. They say it was a white dude who was a Trump voter and a sympathizer who didn't believe that the Wu flu was legit and didn't believe that the election was legit as well. That's what Hollywood's doing to you. And you wonder why I decided to go after pop culture a bit. It's insane. Leftists love the opposite of what they should love. They will spin the lie in order to make themselves better. That's what they will do. They will lie to you, to your face. As my grandmother would say, that's how the devil works. I said earlier in the first segment, Democrats hate freedom. They hate freedom. Anybody that is for enslavement, the Democrats, they love them. Who is the least free? Who are the least free people on the planet? It's people living under the scourge of Islam. What's the most oppressive religion? What religion treats women like dirt? You ready for the trick questions? Who claims to hate oppression, particularly oppression of women? I rest my case as I hold my arms up and look a gander. Leftists will have you believe that they care about women, they care about oppression. How dare you? Look at what they're doing over here. They say they're protecting blacks, they're protecting Latinos, they're protecting the Asians now, they're protecting the LGBT community, or protecting, you know, whomever. Look at the gauntlet of protection they've thrown up around everybody. Not except that wall they built around the Capitol to protect whom? Somebody help me. Who was it? I'm trying to think of who it was. Oh, that's right, themselves. Have you ever heard a leftist discuss the income disparity of Islamic women? Oh, that's right. They aren't allowed to work or do stuff as simple as drive. They got to walk steps behind their men. They got to take a beating for certain things. They're not worth as much in the eyes of what is it called? Sharia law? But leftists are doing a great job of protecting them, aren't they? These suburbanite white women, these big city L.A. chicks are out there pretending that they really give a crap about women's rights, but they don't do anything for the women who are truly being oppressed. They spend their time trying to get that 18 cents they claim they don't make or whatever it is. Is it 28? We only make 72 cents for every dollar that a man makes. Really, Angelina Jolie? Okay, all right then. So somebody said they ought to make men and I don't know what it was, but maybe they should reduce the NBA salary to that of the WNBA. And see how much the boys like it. And then, or how about this way? Increase the salary of the WNBA and see how long the league lasts. Let them go on par with the guys. Do it either direction and the leagues are over. They talk about, oh, we want equality. What's her name? Rapinoe? The gay soccer chick? Women's soccer ought to get as much as men's soccer. Then do it. I tell you what, strike. Go on strike. See how long. Find out how much people really care about women's soccer. I dare the WNBA. Go on strike and find out how much people really care about the WNBA, women's basketball. Forget supply and demand. Forget what the market commands. They want the government to step in and make it all fair. Oh, man. Freedom-hating Democrats. Unbelievable to watch. We got a lot more to talk about because I'm going to tell you who they are all day today. I'm going to tell you who Democrats are. Stick with us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The border is not secure.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey speaking there on Fox News. Ducey saying he recently spoke with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who he said he believes doesn't understand the migrant situation at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Secretary Mayorkas and I had a conversation. I really felt at the end of the conversation that he was divorced by reality. He tried to sign off by saying to me, the border is secure. And I pushed back and said, Mr. Secretary, that type of communication will ring with complete inauthenticity in the state of Arizona.
Google did not infringe Oracle's copyright when it used that company's programming code in the Android cell phone operating system. The Supreme Court ruled Monday, overturning a lower court ruling that favored Oracle. You're listening to USA Radio News. A third batch of $1,400 stimulus checks is out the door. The latest round reportedly includes plus-up payments to those eligible for more money if their 2020 tax returns have been processed by the IRS. More than 130 million people so far have received checks that were authorized in the massive stimulus bill that was recently signed by President Biden. The IRS is urging taxpayers to get their taxes filed so they can take advantage of all money coming to them. The second week of witness testimony is underway in the murder trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin, who's accused of killing George Floyd. The doctor who pronounced Floyd dead and the Minneapolis police chief are expected to take the stand this week. In a pretrial motion hearing, Judge Peter Cahill issued a split ruling allowing another part of Chauvin's body-worn camera to be shown to the jury. Chauvin facing three charges, including second-degree murder in Floyd's death. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So say it with me. She said Broadway. The future is ours. Thank you.
That was Joe Biden, pandering to Mexicans. Oh, my goodness. Si se cuadre. It means if you square up. I mean, I'm not a, I can't translate at the UN for Spanish, but I do know some. Enough to get by, enough to leave the country if I need to under duress. El futuro es nuestro. I think that's the future is ours, right? Somebody correct my Mexican, okay? Talk about a pander. See, this is what I can't stand about leftists. They just pander. Why is she speaking in Spanish? This was at the White House in front of like 10 people. What a first lady. I use my finger quotes. Wow. Jill Biden and Kamala Harris. Two representatives of women in America. Two powerful representatives of women in America. One who's a fraud, who gets her education degree with a paper that a fifth grader could have written, and the other sleeps her way to the top. And this is the best that the left can come up with. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Every day that passes is a day we can't get back. And sadly, it's a day we can't get back from enjoying life. Forget about fighting, you know, fighting with the left. I'm talking about just a day you can't get back at all. But it's worse because it's a day you can't get back in the fight for our survival as a human race, as a free people. What seems like a blasé day is one more day that the left is in power, that they get to wield that power against us, and they do. And if you do nothing in this day, then they win. See, what I can tell you people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, I know this from experience. Leftists don't waste days. There is not a day that goes by that they don't propagate the lie and sell it to millions of people all around the world. And when they're not selling it, they're demanding you the lie gets propagated. The lie that Biden won the election. Can't talk about it, right? the lie that we have to spend trillions of dollars fighting a virus that is a non-issue. The lie that you need to take a vaccine for said virus. The lie that kids can't go back to school safely. The lie that businesses can't open safely. The lie that you should double mask. That states should revoke the freedom that they've unhappily in many cases given back to us. And make us wear masks and take shots and get visas so we can travel to show that we don't have a disease that isn't going to kill us or most people anyway. Leftists don't waste days. They plot, they plan, and they execute. That's the key word. They execute. I have these conversations all the time. Kevin, what do you think it's going to take? I'll do media again. Kevin, what do you think it's going to take for conservatives? Blah, 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 blah. I go, execute. Stop being talkers and execute. The biggest compliment, one of the biggest compliments I got in this business was when Joe the plumber was riding high. And Joe and I are friends to this day. And I latched on to Joe as his star was starting to come down a little bit. But he took to me because, you know, I don't know. I can't answer why. So anyway, we were talking one day and we'd done some things together. And this guy had been taken advantage of because Joe was just a good old boy. He wasn't ready for that, what he was going to encounter in this whole rat race. And one day he called me up out of the blue and he says this. He says, you know what I love about you, Kev? I said, what's that, brother? He says, you do what you say. He goes, I can't count on three fingers people I've met in this industry that I'm now embroiled in. They do what they say. He goes, you say you're going to do it and you execute. And he goes, man, I got to compliment you on that. And I said, man, coming from you, that's a huge, it's an honor to hear those words come out of his mouth, because this guy is not a complimenter. Quite the opposite. Joe's the kind of guy, he's unfiltered. I've seen him tell people, you're a piece of crap. Liars. He calls them out. And that's why he knew this is not the life for him. By the way, Joe did go back to plumbing, but he bought his own plumbing business. Yay for Joe! I think Joe's got like 15 kids now. No, I know he's got at least three, he and Katie. Anyway, that's the simple thing in life is execute. It's funny. In business, get in business with somebody. You know what you will want from them? I promise you. You will want them to tell you what they're going to do and to do it. It's really that simple. You want to know what your kids want? Dad, will you come play with me? Yeah, in a minute. Dad, will you come play football with me? Yeah, I'll do it in a minute. You know why they're bothering you? Because they want you to execute. And you know what happens when you do? They gain more and more confidence in you as a father. Works all mothers and daughters and whatever else. One day my son, he said, his mom said, well, ask your dad to do blah, blah, blah. He goes, Dad never does anything. And I said, when I heard it, I said, that's not true. And he looked up and I said, that's blatantly not true. And I named the four or five times previous to that that he asked me to do something. And I said, what did I tell you? I said, give me 5 minutes. When did I come to do it? In 5 minutes. Not 6 minutes. So give me 5 minutes. And I did it. And I named the three or four times. And I said, now, do you want to retract that statement? And he goes, yeah, you're right. I go, yeah, I know I'm right. I'm not going to let you get away with that. You're not going to grow up and go, my dad never did anything to me. I can't do everything when you want, but give me 15 minutes. Can you wait 30 minutes? Whatever. That's my standard answer. But you know what I do? All the time, I give him an answer and I execute. Let me tell you something, folks. At no other time in your lives have you become aware of the ruthlessness of the people that you think have the interests of America at heart, the leftists. You have given them the benefit of the doubt for many years, probably decades. There is no time in your life that you than now that you have figured out, doesn't matter what I do, doesn't matter what I say, they will hate me, they will call me racist, Islamophobe, xenophobe, homophobe, whatever. And it's everything they are. And even though I demonstrate daily that I'm none of that, I take it because I feel like they're going to figure out that I'm none of that. Are you done? In case you weren't aware, Democrats are lying scoundrels and skanks of the highest order, and that's putting it nicely. Biden lied about a Georgia bill to make voting fair. Why? Because Democrats are lying scoundrels and skanks of the highest order. Were you paying attention when I said that earlier? And if that statement offends you, then you might be, well, you know the thing. Because that's what Democrats are. And the sooner you recognize that, and you can rationalize it in your mind, it's like when you finally come to the conclusion that your cousin Ray Ray is a crackhead, and if he comes to your house, you will lose jewelry. Because one of your friends may say, man, or your person living in the house may say, man, it seems like every time Ray Ray's here, something disappears. Oh, come on, man, that's cousin Ray. You ain't telling my cousin stealing. No, I'm just saying every time your cousin's here, something disappears. Now, I'm going to set up some cameras, and I'm going to catch old Ray Ray. But when that person that still wants to hang in there for Ray Ray and finally comes to the understanding because they see it on camera that Ray Ray is a thief. He stole your pinky ring, man. Then you can start to reason with him. But I'm telling you, we're being stolen from, we're being lied to, and the sooner you realize it, do I need to show you video? People listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, Kevin Jackson Network, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, I'll get it. No, got it. Do I need to show you? Do I need to show you the video? Do I need to show you the video of the 4 a.m. when they stopped the elections? Do I need to show you the data surrounding Wu Flu? Do I need to show you the data around the shots, the vaccines, the lies that are being told about the number of people who are taking them? Do I need to get you woke? Do I need to show you how racist you are not? What do I need to show you? The New York Times said that Biden lied about the Georgia voting bill, but that's not going to stop him from continuing to lie. Psaki continued lying about it even after somebody told her that's not true. There's no disenfranchisement. There's no, you can't take water to them in the lines. They want to clean up the voter rolls. And you know it. And you're just lying. The Bidens have been a liar. The people around him are nothing but liars. And I will prove this to you when we get back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats are lying scoundrels, and the better you are at lying, the better you are at lying and getting caught. That's what makes somebody presidential material. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Telling you what you already know. The world and how flipped it has become, and I'm going to get more into that as we move forward. But I want to just showcase to you how bad things are in this country when you allow a person who is a pathological liar to get into power, and then you want to believe him. You want us to pretend that we, oh, sure, everything Joe Biden says, Let's take it to the bank, right? Let me just give you a little synopsis, a little throwback in history, and then I want to talk about an article that was sent to me by a friend of mine, Mike Marshall. And Mike is, you know, this guy's sentiments in this email that was sent to me is exactly what you guys experience, what you're going through right now. And let me just give you a taste of it. He says, I've been confused by the hostility of family and friends. I look at people I've known all my life so hate-filled that they agree with opinions they would never express as their own. I think that I may well have entered the Twilight Zone. You can't justify this insanity. We've become a nation that has lost its collective mind. Now, I'm going to come back to that, but I want to go back to the idea that Joe Biden wants you to believe that he's a pious individual, led by God. He was going to be a moderate to bring the country together, and I could go on. And I don't believe most of you believed it. But the question becomes, are you part of the collective? Do you get sucked into it? I think about the mask. I think about people that listen to this program. You wear that mask. That listen to this program. You're getting that shot. I'm going to talk about the Wu Flu. If you see the movie The Bourne Legacy, you'll understand why I can tell you, you do not want to get this shot and you do not want to buy into this Wu Flu nonsense. This is a very dangerous world run by people who have too much power. And we now have the ability to do things to the human body and to the human mind that we would have never envisioned being able to do back in the 1950s and 1960s. They didn't think this world would be here until the year 21-something. And we're here now, folks. But here's their fearless leader, Joe Biden, in action.
If you were ever handed a piece of intelligence that said you can stop an imminent attack on Americans, but you have to use an airstrike to take out a terror leader, would you pull the trigger?
Well, we did. The guy's name is Osama bin Laden.
And didn't you tell President Obama not to go after bin Laden?
I didn't.
The president, he went around the table with all the senior people, including the chiefs of staff, and he said, I have to make a decision. What is your opinion? Mr. President, my suggestion is don't go.
So there's a perfect example of Joe Biden lying blatantly. Would you dispatch somebody to kill a terrorist and in effect to protect American citizens? And he says, I didn't tell Obama not to bomb bin Laden. And then, of course, we learned that, yes, he did. I told him, don't go. Don't go get him. But that was back. This is post Joe Biden being a blatant liar anyway. But let's go back a little farther.
But it was an epiphany for me. And so I got involved in DSEC. I was no big shakes, Reverend, in the civil rights movement. I was just a kid. I got involved in desegregated movie theaters and helping, you may remember, Reverend Moyer in Delaware and Herman Holloway organized voter registration drives. Coming out of black churches on Sunday, figured how we were going to move.
Lies, lies, and more lies. Biden did not desegregate any movie theaters in his hometown. But let me tell you what he did. He talked about the movement. He says, you know, I was no great shakes. I don't want to over-dramatize what I did, but... And then what's he do? He name drops. He name drops the people who actually were desegregating. And then he kind of alludes that I was working with them. Lies, lies, and more lies. They proved he did nothing of what he said. And this is the guy that they shoehorned into the office of the presidency through the big cheat. And they don't want us to talk about it because, Kevin, we will not let your word get out there. If you mention the big cheat and voter fraud, we're never going to let people hear you. Well, you know what? That's okay. It's me still saying it. Here's some more lies for Joe Biden.
This is a little bit about leadership as well. Joe talked about bankruptcy. Joe, if my memory is correct, you helped write that bankruptcy bill.
I did not.
All right.
Senators Biden and Carper have worked tirelessly for years on this legislation. And they've taken some tough votes to get it done, and I admire them for it. You would expect senators from Delaware, which is the corporate state, to do their best to get this bill through, but they did.
A few moments ago, we completed action on the bankruptcy bill. I want to particularly thank all of our colleagues for the work on the bill, in particular Senator Grassley and Senator Hatch, Senator Sessions, and others on both sides of the aisle who have been working on this legislation for lo these many years, 7 or 8 years, I was told by Senator Biden a while ago.
Yep. As it turns out, Joe Biden is indeed the guy who was working on the bankruptcy bill. Now, here's the thing. I don't know whether the bankruptcy bill is good or bad. I think that maybe there are times when you should be able to file bankruptcy when it's beyond your control. And then I also believe that it's been abused. Donald Trump seems to believe it's been abused. But what I don't like is Joe Biden not just telling you what he did. And he didn't yet again. Now, here's Joe Biden talking about another one of these civil rights things. And you guys, I'm just taking you down memory lane because I want you to understand who sits in the White House right now is a blatant pathological liar. Here's Jake Tapper calling him out.
Happening lead in a New York Times profile of Joe Biden's 1988 presidential campaign, the first time he ran for president. He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement. This is Biden making this false claim in 1987.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
And the New York Times reports, quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement. And more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story anyway. That is really, really weird.
It is. And the story was a reminder that in that 88 race, he was one of the younger candidates. He was 44 years old. He was the new generation. But, if you haven't read the book of What It Takes about the 1988 campaign, rich chapters of Joe Biden and others, but it does point out a problem, a challenge for Joe Biden. Has he fixed that issue? When he gets very comfortable out on the stump speaking and other things, he has tended to embellish. He has tended to, make things sound slightly rosier than they are. Now, his aides went back to say, look, he was in office marching for the idea of civil rights, but was not actually marching in the streets. But that would not fly as much. But he was supporting civil rights. But I'm saying that in today's Twitter. Okay.
I know you're just telling what they said.
Right.
But
in the age of Twitter today, Instagram, there would be pictures of him not marching. That's so right. You cannot get away with that in this moment. So that's his big challenge.
Yeah. Did you catch at the end where they all started laughing because that's the excuse? Joe Biden, Jake Tapper says, that's really, really weird. And the other guy goes on to say, it's a challenge for Biden. He has to fix this issue. He tends to embellish. And they're like, oh, no, he's speaking metaphorically. Well, now here's them, the left, actually protecting Joe Biden. They're covering for his lies. Check this out.
You were out with voters in South Carolina.
I was in Pennsylvania, as you saw. I didn't feel it was resonating.
I don't think it resonated at all. And I should preface this by saying I was out with Joe Biden at Joe Biden events. So it's a slice of the electorate. But I specifically wanted to hear from people about this. And time after time, I was told, I put my foot in my mouth. We all put our foot in our mouth. There's a sense that these qualities are almost endearing to voters. There's a sense that they find him more believable because he makes missteps every so often.
And what I'm hearing is that people just say, come on, let's focus on the big stuff.
Exactly.
It's the economy, and it's the character of the leader and the character of the country that we want going forward. And that's what they're saying. It's like, it's big time. It's big stuff that we care about. It's not about the stories.
And there you have it, everybody. You have the whitewashing of history. Pardon the racist pun. You have a guy who's a pathological liar who can't tell the truth if you put a gun to his head. And things are so bleak for the left that that's the person that they decided that they were going to perform the big cheat on. And we're supposed to believe everything he says.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.